Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
College football!
Snap is down, the kick is on the way, and the kick...
He missed it!
It hit the upright! It hit the upright! And with 2 minutes to go, Auburn will get the ball back, leading by three! Wow!
In case you're wondering, that's Auburn Radio with the call as the University of Alabama loses to Auburn, the school that rejected my application for admission. And I'm still bitter about it.
To Auburn?
Yeah, Auburn.
Did you see how they trolled Alabama yesterday with classes?
Yeah, they put one. They added 1 second to the exam time during finals. It's greatness.
That's good.
So where... Oh, man, I love when deans are really into sports.
Yeah.
Unlike at these other schools where it's all about, you know, academia.
Whose crying did you enjoy more between Dabo and Saban?
I enjoyed Saban's crying more because it's like Dabo's just do. I understand why Dabo's doing it. And we'll play the Dabo audio for you. But Dabo's talking about the committee, and he's trying to get his team in a more favorable seed. What they want is all these three undefeated teams want to be number one because they want to face either they want to face Utah. That's what they're hoping that it's going to be Utah. Nobody wants to face Ohio State, Clemson, or LSU. And one of those three undefeated is going to get lucky and face Utah. So he's posturing. I get it. Saban is talking about whether or not it's unfair that they had a 12-man on the field penalty at the end, or he's talking about how there's not supposed to be a running clock, and they're not supposed to be able to get the snap off before the end of the half field goal. So he's just crying about in-game referee stuff and management. And I'll tell you this. We complain about the officiating in the NFL. College officiating is embarrassing at every level.
Worse?
Oh, so much worse. Because there's so many more games. I mean, could you imagine? Like, there's only 16 games a week in the NFL? There's 60 in college. You can't find 60 qualified, competent crews. You just can't do it. So, that's kind of the crux of this. But Alabama loses 48-45, and this is forcing everybody to go with their hot take that the Nick Saban Alabama dynasty is over.
Yeah.
Listen, I would love for the Tennessee dynasty to have 10 wins and 2 losses. Okay? I bet you Tom Herman in Texas would kill to go 10-2. A dynasty does not end because your backup quarterback puts up 45 in a loss.
I'd like to see a poll in Alabama of how many of those Tiefus fans want him out.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that. I wonder what the percentage would be. Would it hit 20?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe right after
How
the game.
How dare you?
Yeah, maybe right after the game when emotions are high. But on Monday or Tuesday, they're well past that.
Pour you a drink and have a ball.
All right, Phyllis. Yes, Phyllis from Mulgar. There you go. All right, so Ohio State whoops up on Michigan 56-27. Jim Harbaugh is winless against Ohio State. Maybe it's because Ohio State's been, if not the best program in the country, the second best program in the country, over the last 5 years. But Harbaugh, after the game, in his post-game presser, with his hipster eyeglasses on, and his cotton Dockers, got a little bit testy with a reporter from a Michigan publication.
Is this a talent gap? Is it a preparation gap? Is it a coaching gap? What is the biggest difference between you and Ohio State at this point?
I mean, I'll answer your questions, not your insults. So
that wasn't an insult. I mean, you give them 118 points in 2 years.
They played really good. They played good.
100 yards. That's what I'm asking. What's the biggest difference in the gap between you guys?
They played better today.
You know, after the questions we have been throwing at Jason Garrett and Jerry Jones every Monday and Tuesday, I have to totally defend the reporter. Like,
sure,
he's winless. The only game that matters for him is Ohio State. He's winless.
That's it.
So it's fair. It's a fair question. Is it a talent thing? Is it a coaching thing? What is the difference? What is the difference between you and the Buckeyes? You can't beat them. You're winless. Right. They want you out of Ann Arbor. They want Harbaugh out.
He's going nowhere.
Because he can't win this game. It's a fair question. Jim Harbaugh's a baby.
You know how you say people want blood here in Dallas from Jason Garrett and the Cowboys? They want answers? Go to Ann Arbor. Go to Columbus. Go to College Station. Go to Stillwater. Go to Norman. Go to towns where this is where they live, breathe, and eat that school's football team. They want answers.
Yeah, like Lloyd Carr won a title there, and he got run because he stopped being able to beat Jim Tressel. John Cooper at Ohio State got fired because he couldn't beat Lloyd Carr. I mean, it's a vicious cycle. But Harbaugh's not going anywhere. He's their son. He's their boy. He ain't getting fired this year. That's for dang sure.
No, he was on Saved by the Bell.
You don't think there's major dislike towards him? His approval rating?
Not from the
Michigan fans.
Right, but not for the board of trustees, the people that matter. The fans, yes.
You don't think that those people just care about beating Ohio State?
They do.
Being in national championship contention?
They do. They also care about the money he brings in, which he brings in quite a bit of money because he is like he's a big name. But this is like, you know, it's pretty simple to the reporter. They're not beating Ohio State because they're not as good as Ohio State.
Well,
anywhere.
It's a fair question, though.
It is fair, but they know the answer. Like they've never been favored. They're not favored in this game ever. Why? Because they're not as good.
Yeah, but you hired Jim Harbaugh to be as good.
Jim Harbaugh is supposed
to be the equalizer.
But he's also he's been facing Urban Meyer, who is better than him, and he has a talent deficiency. He's in charge of the roster. That is on him.
Yeah.
Like in game, I mean, they're not going to beat Ohio State in game with a worse roster. That's just not going to happen. Like it would take a massive upset for that to happen.
Yeah, but he's been there since 2015. He should have a roster that should have beaten them at least once.
Yeah,
and that's what they paid for.
Their roster has gone downhill. Like when he got there, he had it rolling, and they've gone downhill now for some reason. Now the other coach who got a little testy with the reporter is the Pirate himself, our favorite Mike Leach.
Well, it's frustrating. I do find this part of it interesting, though. I mean, as fast as you guys rank their recruiting class, you know, in the top 10, and then you're always surprised when they win. So I think that, you know, maybe that would have a little something to do with it.
So you're not supposed to beat teams that have higher ranked recruiting classes?
Well, we certainly have before. We didn't win this one, and I don't care to have a big discussion with you on it because I really don't care what you think. You know, and you run your mouth and your little column and stuff like some sanctimonious troll, and where, you know, you've never been fair or even-handed with us, so I really don't care what you think. Okay, go ahead, because you're going to write some nasty stuff anyway like you always do, and I don't know which coug way back when did something that offended you, and I really don't care about that either, but you can live your little meager life in your little hole and write nasty things, and if that makes you feel even, you go right ahead. Okay, next.
Wow. Man, I thought he slipped and said something else.
No, I did too, but he was like, I don't know which coug. I was like, what?
Coug.
Yeah, that man, that is so good. But you know what? He should be angry. I mean, what is it? It's seven straight losses to Washington in what's called the Apple Cup.
The Apple Cup.
For Washington State. And I actually watched that game. And, man, that quarterback, I believe his name's Anthony Gordon for Washington State. Brutal. Brutal quarterback. No wonder he's angry. He should be.
Yeah, and they were really, really good last year. And, I mean, of course, remember they had Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
And they were really, really good. And now they're 6-6, and they're struggling. He has coached in the two most difficult places to recruit, Lubbock and Pullman. There is no further outpost than Pullman, Washington.
They're 6-6.
They're 6-6.
I will say that was a beautiful game. It was beautiful to look at the scenery of the stadium and everything surrounding it. It was pretty awesome. By the way, as we're doing the College Kegger here on 105.3 The Fan, quick note for those that want to listen to college football this weekend here on The Fan, the SEC Championship, Big Ten Championship. It starts at 2:30, LSU, Georgia, then Ohio State and Wisconsin.
Okay, so Oklahoma is going to wind up moving up to number 6. They beat Oklahoma State 34-16. The number three team in the nation is going to be Clemson. And he has said if Clemson had lost to South Carolina, they would kick us out of the college football playoff, unlike Georgia. He is
Dabo.
Dabo. He is pining to get that number one spot. That's what he wants. And he kind of went off on the committee.
How important is this game? Yeah. It's huge. I mean, it's huge from a national standpoint because obviously if we lose this game, I mean, they're going to kick us out. They don't want us in there anyway. We'd drop to 20, you know. I mean, Georgia loses to this very same team, and the very next day it's how do we keep Georgia in it? We win to the team that beat South Carolina, and it's how do we get Clemson out? It's the dadgummest thing. So it's big because, you know, they can't vote us out. I mean, we gotta go under. We got to go 30-0. I mean, we ain't got no choice. But we don't play nobody. So, I mean, it's big from a national standpoint, but it's huge for this state.
First of all, I love the politicking that the
30-0. They're just willing to kick. They're just dying to kick us out.
I love the politicking it forces all these guys to do, how desperate and pathetic they sound. But Clemson's knock is they don't play anybody. They beat number 12 A&M in September and no other ranked teams. And how much should that be held against them? Whose fault is that?
Well, I mean,
I know the conference games aren't your fault, but out of conference, didn't they?
I mean, they played A&M. They played A&M and an SEC team, which they play every year in South Carolina. Every year they play South Carolina. So they played two Power 5 schools. That's more than a lot of teams do, okay?
A&M was never going to be they weren't a contender this year.
No, but they don't make the schedule. They make the schedule 6 years in advance.
Right.
Okay, I'll bet you Clemson already has games scheduled for 2030.
Oh.
Okay. College basketball, they make the schedule in the offseason.
Okay.
In college football, you're making them 6, 10, 12, 15 years in advance because these teams, now with the rule that you have to have a Power 5 team on your schedule, you're going to have even more of this. It's going to go further down the road.
But these are the breaks.
The breaks, man.
Now, by the way, there are two games scheduled for 2030 for Clemson. August 31st against Georgia, November 30th against South Carolina.
See?
In 2030?
In 2030.
So, Georgia and Clemson have no control over how good their opponent's going to be in 11 years.
Yeah.
So you can't predict that.
Yeah.
So you're just hoping that you get teams that are on the rise that are good. Rutgers hires Greg Schiano. They finally did it, and I am going to die laughing when he takes his team to the top 15 before Tennessee gets there. I'm going to die laughing because it'll be about 10 years before that happens.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.